Hello.
Hi, everyone.
It's us.
Welcome back to All Bases Covered.
I feel extreme pressure in this episode. One, because it's a very listened to episode, and two, because we're recording this like 12 hours prior to it being uploaded, so we can't say anything wrong because it's not getting edited, it's just going up.
Yeah, so be prepared for pauses,
talking over each other,
loud cackles,
everything.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We might do a like enforced pause halfway through so that you guys can like go to the toilet or like, I don't know.
Why do we need to pause it?
Yeah,
and we don't need to go to the toilet.
Okay. All right. Okay. Carry on. So this is the episode where we do personalized gift guide recommendations. I think we've had more. We can't cut out the burps.
I'm so sorry.
I think we've had more submissions for gifts than ever before.
More in like 2 hours than we would normally. It was
we got flooded. Like, love you guys.
Yeah. Thank you for
yes
liking us. But wow. Just wow. Also, I want to kind of put a statement out at the start saying, yes, these are personalized for specific people. However, if your gift guide question was not answered, there are only so many people in this world.
Yeah.
There are elements that you can pick out because people have been so good at being so specific. Even if this is someone's uncle that loves spearfishing and hiking and you're buying for your mother-in-law that likes spearfishing and hiking, like, you can use that example. So be flexible in your mind about stealing bits and bobs or, oh, but they've got a $100 budget and I've got a $500 budget. Buy five of our $100 recommendations. Do you know what I mean? Like, you guys need to work with us. Be flexible. I do feel like there are some great ideas in here for other people that maybe we haven't answered the questions for and things like that.
Also, we got a lot of lack of budget suggestions this time around, like some people didn't say. And also, if it was a $500 budget, I've definitely recommended $100 gifts if I thought that they were suitable. So, you know.
That plus something else.
Pick and choose. And yeah, like towards the end, can't promise that we came up with some particularly creative ideas.
It was hard. It was really hard this year. And also, if you're still worried, go back and listen to our old ones because they haven't expired just because they're old. Like,
so true.
I've tried to avoid saying all the same things that we've said last week.
Same.
But if when in doubt, buy a fish weight, you know, like.
Yes. Yeah. Or some dinosaur designs. I don't think we've dropped those things in either of these episodes. So like they're fucking good gifts.
They're absolutely good gifts.
And also the other thing you're going to have to struggle with is us looking at our laptops and moving our faces away from the microphones. It's just bound to happen. I'm just going to angle yours like this so you can see better.
I just picked a scalp.
Oh.
I stubbed my toe to the point that my foot got stuck underneath the door frame the other day.
No, the door, not the frame.
Oh, the door. The door. And then I got trapped behind the door. And I'm still recovering. Okay.
The first one. Can I read it out?
Absolutely.
I love this.
The detail on this is exquisite.
AK Lost Control says, Uncle. Also, thank you to everyone. Thank you to everyone who incorporated the things like tenure. When it was hilarious to do so, and salary when it was hilarious to do so. Obviously, we were joking. We don't actually need to know, like, people's wages. Anyway.
Yeah. My favorite thing is rockstar salary, and also someone that was, like, 9 months old likes putting things in her mouth.
It's so good. Okay. Uncle, married to my mother's sister for the duration of my existence. 68 years old, retired doctor, under $100. Lives in the US, but I don't think this matters much as I can buy and or ship anything online these days. Runs marathons at the same pace as Ashton Kutcher, plus or minus 5 minutes.
Crucial.
Drives a Tesla. Likes to read, ski, and hike outdoors. Is generally introverted and athletic. I basically cannot relate to this man at all. The only thing we have in common is his enthusiasm for wine and spirits, and unfortunately, he has amassed one of the most insane collections of bar gear and stock that there's genuinely not much left to buy that's not a duplicate. One year I bought him a very nice cashmere blend socks and he said it was the best gift he received all Christmas. Over the years, he has undertaken a number of non-exercise related hobbies. Craft beer making is one that comes to mind. I also remember in the 90s, before it was cool to compost, he had an aquarium full of worms that he fed his kitchen scraps to. My aunt didn't like when they started escaping.
Perfection. Absolute perfection. And I applaud
the novel that was that description.
I know this man. Like, I know him intricately.
Who did you say he was?
He's Gabler from Survivor.
Thank you. He is
Alan Gabler.
If he's not Gabler from Survivor, then I don't know who this man is.
He's a little bit fitter than Gabler from Survivor.
No, Gabler from Survivor is pretty fit.
Yeah, okay, he's not running Ashton Kutcher marathons, but whatever.
No, but like, remember that challenge where he was like,
yes, this one goes out to all the Navy SEALs.
To my
this
dog.
This one goes out to Alaska. Anyway, God, we can't edit out all the Survivor references.
Okay.
So tricky. Actually, he's a bit like Kenner. He's a bit like my father-in-law.
Okay, well, what would... No, because you'd get Kenner an NFL well, jersey.
Yeah, or your first suggestion, some yeah. kind of polar fleece like a Patagonia. I bought him one last year and he loved it. But they're a bit overpriced, but you might be able to find them on sale.
Inku's got them on sale at the moment because Black Friday. And also, this is going up tomorrow, so I hope you're listening today because... Cyber Monday is still happening.
And
they're
also
like $100.
And he's American, so she'll be able to buy it on an American site for like cheaper shipping if she needs, and it will be better.
True.
Yeah.
I think lean into the hiking and outdoorsy elements of this. Yeah. I've also said Lisa's favorite running socks.
Yeah, the Thorlow socks.
Thorlow.
Yeah. Do but it. Like this, I understand why this guy's hard to buy for because he's an expert in all of his fields and you feel like, what the fuck do I do? This is going to come up a couple of times because I feel like it's a decent gift. When I showed it to Brenton and was like, this is a good gift idea for a dude, right? He was like, And then I read him a gift guide question. And I was like, what should this person buy? And he was like, what about that Yeti mug you suggested? And I was like, you said it was average when I told you and now you're using it as a suggestion. Anyway, so Yeti do like a stubby holder. So you
Dude,
can
have- I recommend this through the episode too. Adrian suggested it to me. He was like a can cooler. Someone else has an outdoorsy dude that they needed
yes.
a gift for.
Yes. Yeah. And so they have Yeti mugs, Yeti like stubby holders and a Yeti lowball kind of mug. So you can take like your cold beverages
yes.
with you. And they're quite good price and they kind of look, I know, I feel like because it's like a creditable brand.
Mm. Yeti. It's also, good. If he's a Garmin dude, you could get him like a new strap for his Garmin. I don't know. I said for some reason spearfishing came to mind here. Like, give him a new hobby, something that he can. Because spearfishing and scuba diving is one of those things that's like doctors do it because it's a high affluence hobby.
Yeah.
So like maybe.
But he's a diver. Bet you'd be just diving.
Yeah, totally. So maybe you can get him something for that if he lives near the water. I don't know. I also said this oil lamp, which is so random, but like maybe he'll be into it. Oil lamp from Finnish Designs. It's called a Patina Oil Lamp Mini Black. It's just gorgeous looking.
Oh, yeah.
Like stunning.
Looks
something,
like Sherlock Holmes owns that.
Yeah, something that would be nice for like maybe in his home office for his doctoring that he does remotely. Yeah. I don't know.
Although he sounds like he'd be, not to profile him, he sounds like a man that would be over sensory loaded by its smells.
No, it's not a scented oil lamp. It's like an old school oil lamp. Like you put gas in it and it's a flame.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if this man could be in the category of like an expensive Lululemon accessory, like a sort of a Lululemon, like does he need like running gloves or like, he's probably got like arm straps and all of that kind of thing. But like, yeah, nice socks from Lulu or just like a bougie, you know how he liked the cashmere socks? They went down well, like an overpriced basic is a nice thing for this man.
Yeah, I agree. Anyway, that's about as good as we got.
Yeah.
Next one. You can read the next one.
Choosing a gift for my husband has become very difficult. 35, likes cooking. We have nearly every appliance, watching soccer, skiing, flying business class, and occasionally plays video games on his computer / PlayStation.
Yeah.
Last gift was a Zoji Rushi rice cooker. Other well-accepted gifts have included luggage. What I love here is that Kate has included previously well-received gifts because, one, it gives us an idea of...
Not what not to buy him.
Yes.
Yes.
But also that provides intel for other people that are listening to this going, that sounds like my husband and I've already got him the pepper cannon, so now I can buy him the rice cooker. You guys can do a swap, you know,
it's
a yearly
so
swap.
So true.
You can't buy away luggage anymore in Australia.
No.
They've stopped retailing.
Because we've got July and Antler and like
I know, but I really like my away luggage. But yes, I think luggage is a great gift.
Same.
Because you hate to buy it yourself.
You hate buying it yourself. And also good luggage, like when you use it, you're like,
yeah,
this is good.
The July price point is good though, because it's like they're nice and they're slick looking and they're well designed, but they're not like Samsonite, break the bank.
And you can get them personalized, which you can't do with a Samsonite, which is nice. Okay, sorry. Budget's $100 to $500. He bought her a Diptyque advent calendar out of the blue last week. Pressure's on. What a great guy. Hang
so
on to him,
stressful.
Kate.
Literally. Well, yeah, it's her husband, so she has.
You've suggested...
The paper cannon.
Yes, which a listener has written in and said, strong recommend, mother-in-law or mother has it or someone has it and... overuses pepper so that she can use the cannon when she goes to her house.
Daisy says she
loves
absolutely
that.
Recommends. What was the brand of the pepper cannon that I said? I can't remember. We'll pop it in the, I'll pop it in the,
write it in now. The Stag electric kettle I wanted to recommend this to the guy who later on likes coffee.
Yes.
Needs coffee gifts.
Yes.
This is such a good kettle. And you can play Snake on it whilst you're waiting for your kettle to boil. And it tells you what degree you're at as you're boiling. We have it at work. It's so nice. My only
plum. Did you recommend this? Because I thought I recommended
it. You recommended it, but I wanted to recommend it as well. So I'm so glad that you did. I would like it for my birthday or Christmas, anyone who's listening. But it only holds about 2 cups of water. So if you're a tea drinker, it's probably not going to like, you're going to have to fill it up a lot is my only qualm with it.
Okay. Also the Pepper Cannon's Man Kitchen.
Oh, okay.
FYI. Link going in the thing now.
Adrian suggested this gift. It's called a Backbone, I believe. It's a mobile gaming computer device for the phone. So essentially you plug your iPhone into it and it turns it into like a handheld controller, like an Xbox or a PlayStation controller. So that you can play like video games on your phone, but with the dexterity that you need when you're playing it on a PlayStation, because he's a traveler, likes to fly business class. This is a fun thing for him to take on the plane.
Also, on that line, I love that we can't come up with any ideas, but as soon as we talk, we start coming up with ideas.
Yeah.
If he's a traveler.
A traveler.
A Nintendo Switch.
Yes. Yeah.
They're so fucking good. Also, then you get to benefit because I love the Switch is amazing that you can plug it into the TV and it's a handheld device.
Like, yes.
Get a guy that can do both. The Switch can do both.
Also, whilst we're talking about this, I know that Adrian wants this for his birthday. There's a new Harry Potter game that's coming out in February.
I'm so excited about it.
He talks about it 6 times a week, daily on average.
It's so exciting.
So you can pre-buy the pass to it. So it comes out in February, but you can buy your seat to be able to play the game in February when it comes out now. And it's about $90.
Hmm.
Or you can buy the early access and then it's so you get 5 days before everybody else. You'd have to be really into it to want that. But again,
fun.
Play it on your Switch, your Xbox, your PlayStation. Yeah. So that's a good gift potentially to buy for any Potterheads.
Yeah. And that would go down to like 12-year-old, you know? 12 to 50, we're talking there.
For sure. Because Adrian said you can play it like leisurely, or you can play it like, I want to battle the trolls, you know?
Yes.
I've said Damascus steel knives. These are fucking gorgeous. Whoa. They have resin handles, and holy, they're like Japanese. Shit. No, they're stunning.
Oh my God, I think Brenton would love those.
How nice are they? $360 for a set, but like,
with a lifetime warranty.
Stunning. If you are into cooking, must have. And then I said, I bet he doesn't have a tabletop hibachi grill.
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
Duh. They use them all the time on MasterChef, don't they?
Is that this brand?
They're like, let me get the hibachi.
I don't think they look as cute as these. These are stunning. $450.
From Provider Store. I thought hibachi like was the patented, like I thought hibachi was the brand.
Oh. But maybe not. No, the brand is called Appaluca.
Okay. Yeah, so that's from Provider Store, if we didn't say that. Oh, it's so cute. It's actually compact enough that...
Gorgeous. You could own it, and it's, like, smaller than a toaster. Smaller than a two-bread toaster.
And you could take that to other people's houses. You could take that to a beach house, I imagine.
And, like, put it on the table whilst you're having your Christmas lunch with your friends and, like, hibachi grill your food in front of... Anyway, I love that. I think it's a good idea.
Fun.
Okay.
So fun.
Neve, boyfriend, 27, foodie, doesn't buy himself many things, likes gin and cooking and American football. We're both earning pretty well and travel for work. We work way too much and tend to live in hotels and eat fancy dinners most nights. So struggling for like a foodie gift that isn't a nice restaurant or cool gin, as we've done that before. I bought him an Apple Watch for his birthday and that went down well, but I think something sentimental is better. We've been dating for a year, but we live together and work together first. So relationship is more serious than an average 1 year relationship.
Imagine getting to work with your husband. Also, Brent would hate that.
I wouldn't work with Adrian. Also, how cute that you guys go and travel and live in hotels all the time together. That's so nice.
Theoretically, I think that sounds nice. And then I'm like, ew, that sounds terrible at the same time. You know?
Yeah.
Like you sound like you're exhausted. I'm exhausted for you.
There's no budget on this one, so it's a little bit difficult.
That's fine. I'm going to do one that I haven't written down so that I don't forget it, if that's okay. And they're currently on sale. And good thing Bridget doesn't listen to it because I think I'm going to buy them for him. But the... Are they called... They're Sabre. S-A-B-R-E.
Mm-hmm.
Dunder Mifflin. Da-da-da-da Sabre. What's that song?
I don't know.
You do. It's on The Office.
I know, but I don't know.
And then they
know.
Realize that it's Sabre, not Sabre, but nothing rhymes with it because they've made it Sabre. Okay, whatever. Anyway, they do, you'll absolutely know the cutlery when you see it. They do like cheese knives as well as normal cutlery, and they have the
wooden handle. Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah, like they have the coloured handles. So there's like a light khaki, there's a tortoiseshell, there's a green. They're beautiful. You often see them in nice like restaurants and wine bars and stuff. I think we want the green one, rental one of the green ones. So I'm going to buy them for him and they're on sale at Jarden at the moment.
And there you go. I've said, this is not a foodie gift, but like something sentimental. Adrian got me this like scratchy adventure book and the idea was we'd get a Polaroid camera, we'd scratch off a scratchy and it says like, you have to go to bowling or like it gives you fun date ideas. And it's like, if it's no, it's, you can't say no, you have to commit to the idea of like being silly and going and doing the thing that it suggests.
Did you do that?
No, we never bought the Polaroid camera that was meant to go with it so we could take cute photos on our date. Gotcha. Yeah. He bought it for me during lockdown or like after a lockdown had ended during COVID because he was like, we haven't been out and done things that are fun together. And then like, we never did it. Anyway, it's still a cute gift.
How sentimental is he? And do you like keep things? Because often when you go to restaurants or hotels and things, they have little like postcards or business cards and things like that. And you could just do like a really cute little like corkboard situation where you like pin up every new restaurant that you go to and things like that. Like a little collage above his desk or something where you just put little knickknacks, like personal knickknacks.
Yeah, that's nice. Uni pizza oven. Don't know if that's too expensive for your budget.
P.S. Gosney's fucking sold out. I went to buy myself one. Oh, guys, really? We've got a subtle drop. I bought a house.
Oh, yeah! We need to do an episode on next week.
I mean, we don't need a whole episode. It's not that exciting. We found a house and we have one now. So exciting. But I went to, I was like, I'm going to buy myself my fucking Gosney. And then I went on, they're all sold out.
Oh.
Anyway, so don't, we're like, we'd love to recommend a Gosney, but maybe find one on Marketplace or something because they're sold out till Feb. I'll be dead by then.
You won't be in the house yet, though. So
I hope I will be. I want to be in before my 30th. Anyway.
Hey Chopsticks, because they're adorable and they call them sticks. They're called like color sticks or something like that. They're not called chopsticks, so don't search chopsticks. I also love these. They're pickle tongs, and if he's a real foodie and likes, they're $42. Like, it's a good, like, it's a stocking stuffer, but fuck, they're good. Pickle tongs, love it.
Yeah, they're great. Like, just to get
you. So you don't get wet fingers in your pickle jar.
Yeah, or stick your dirty fingers in and then open up your pickle and have a little bit of mold at the top that you've got to ignore.
Every time. It's vinegar, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fermented, it doesn't count.
Adrian suggested a Jaffel / waffle iron for this one. We've got the like traditional Breville one.
Oh, that seals the sides.
That seals the sides. It Adrian seals really. The sides. Not the song. Can't imagine my beautiful thing. We really like our Jaffel iron, and Adrian really, he thinks that he's a chef because he like likes to create fun Jaffel inventions.
Yeah, fun. Also, gluten-free bread is so small that it actually fits inside the Jaffel. Because Jaffel, why do they make them so small, the Jaffel irons? Like, you, if you buy a nice loaf of bread, they don't fit in. You need to buy like tiny tip-top, but gluten-free bread fits inside and can seal well.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, that was it from this guy. Keep listening, though. There'll be more suggestions and maybe you'll like the others. Oh, this was a hard one. Then she dropped, also my sister, 21, impossible to buy for, loves being pampered with facials but has sensitive skin. Incredibly fussy about what she likes. She's an F45 trainer and a fitness freak and generally very hard to please. 21 is hard.
Yeah, what are 21-year-olds like corsets and wearing tracksuits?
Crocs. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd be finding something that's trending on TikTok. Spend a lot of time on her TikTok. Find things that she's watching and paying attention to.
Yeah.
And then buy her one of those things. Also, a little company or a sense of self facial voucher where you know they're using like Sudashi and things that are suitable for people who've got sensitive and reactive skin.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're in Melbourne or where you are, but the somewhere that does either LED therapy or infrared saunas. Like she's a
fitness freak.
45, right? Yeah, she sounds like she's got that subtle orthorexia energy. She'll love the wellness.
Yes.
You know, absolutely. Yes. Get her in that sauna, sweating out those toxins.
That's good. That's a good suggestion. Teacher gifts. Listen to last week's episode. However, male teachers wise, Adrian's brother is a male teacher. He's a meacher.
Yeah.
And he said he wants beer. He wants a keep cup. He wants movie vouchers, and he said that they all really like personalized mugs. And then Lisa suggested personalized teacher stamp. So, like, Mr. Morris thinks you're doing great. Mr. Morris approves this.
I'm going to read my teacher friend that I asked. A nice insulated lunch bag, cute teacher cute teacher stamp with a name on it. A nice little plant could just be a me thing. Hard to organize, but once my whole class chipped in and got me a $300 Indota voucher, which was amazing.
Oh, that's
maybe a nice snack jar for the office slash desk, or you could get like a jar and then put a nice snack in.
That's thoughtful.
Fancy biscuit or something. Cool coffee table book about their hobbies, like painting or whatever they might like. As for male teachers, I feel they appreciate a good gift voucher or some of the things above. Also, really niche, but gift bags greater than wrapping paper. It's so hard to carry the things home on the last day of school.
Of course.
So maybe you should buy them
the giant
tote bag.
Gift bag.
Yeah. Like, you know how Hay do those, like, big striped, like what you used to keep your, like, netball bibs in? Those bags?
Yeah.
The ones that the nonnas use? Like, that would be a great thing to gift a teacher.
Oh, you mean, like, the plasticky...
Yeah,
slightly
but like they make cooler versions of them now. Hay definitely do them. If you search bags on the website, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay, Brooke.
Oh, Brooke, I spent about an hour of my life on you.
Meredith, my mother, she's 62, tenure of 31 years. Likes bougie things but never buys for herself. She's into skincare but a bit clueless, into fragrance. Dad always gives her the Estee Lauder mega gift box thing, so she has makeup for days that doesn't get used. Typically shops at Country Road, Witchery, occasionally Zimmerman with my sister's staff discount.
Mm-hmm.
Holla. Lives at the coast but hates the beach. Big into plants. Doesn't like to cook. Loves a facial slash experience but always wants to unwrap something on Christmas.
Same.
Love you, Meredith. Okay.
Shake.
You go.
No, you go.
Okay.
I'm holding a burp.
I've said something from McMullen & Co. feels very on brand for her. The Joel Bennett's ex McMullen & Co. fish platter. Is gorgeous, $150.
Oh, fuck yes.
Stunning for her, like, coastal vibes house. And, like, oh, I love the beach, but I'd never go myself.
Yes, but ew, sand.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is very, I feel very on brand. I've also said the Wilma Marble Check Catchall from McMullen & Co. is also gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Nice, like, middle of the table platter.
Mm-hmm.
Good for a flat salad, good for a coffee table. They're both on sale until end of day Monday, 30% off. Love that for you. And then I've also said Bonnie and Neil do nice vases, which you could also potentially do. And then you could do something like this. I said the spotted begonia mustard tall vase.
Yep.
There's links in the show notes for my things, not for Lisa. Sorry, she's lazy.
Oh, I'm not. I was at work. I'm sorry.
Vases and homewares things. Gorgeous.
She'd also be a good firm living...
Oh, everything.
Like the vase that we gave Liv, the kind of tall beigey vase with the like wavy.
Yes, I forgot we got Liv that. That was nice.
I was staring at her house today. I was also thinking, like, could you do a nice cashmere cardigan or something? Like, you've got two sisters, so you can probably go in and get her something. I was thinking something from like Eco D, something like that. I'm just having a look on the website right now. But I just thought that she sounds like she, you know, you could level up the kind of Country Road items that she might buy and buy her something.
She'd
beautiful.
Be into like Elka Collective as well as a brand.
Totally. Mm. Totally. Well, you can buy Elka Collective from Eco Day, I think. Why can't I find
And from David there? Jones, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, nice. Mm-hmm. And then you've also suggested this.
What did I suggest? Oh, yes, absolutely, I did.
Pause, giant Sorry. Pause, quick, fill the pause.
Fill it. Lila tablecloth, soft blue. It's at Jarden.
Lila? Lila? Don't know. Anyway, hand painted.
It's like a blue, a very pale blue and white check tablecloth that I thought was really coastal, but also not like too coastal, you know, not coastal that it would give her the ick. They also do matching napkins, which is beautiful as well.
This whole range is beautiful.
Yeah, I think your mum would love an American vintage cardigan or an ecology cardigan as well, both of which you can get from EcoD, both of which are probably on sale to some degree.
Yep.
Although, if she lives in, like, Queensland or something warm, they probably don't wear cardigans.
Too muggy.
Some linen.
Mm.
Must be nice. Okay, Lauren, my sister, lives in Yarraville, a 70s retro-style house, which is super cute. Ex-model, now works as a regional for Zimmerman. This chick sounds like she's living her best life.
How have we had two Zimmerman?
No, both her sisters work for Zimmerman. This is the same. This is Brooke.
Oh, Brooke's sister, Lauren. Sorry, I thought that, carry on.
She's into skincare with very no makeup, never purchased.
Never
repurchased, so it's always out of supplies. Also, she's looking for a clinic in Melbourne. As we've said before, we go to Eltham Cosmetic Clinic, but that's quite far from her in Yarraville, so we can't really help there. This is screaming House of Orange, HK Living, 70 ceramics.
Yeah.
Like, it is absolutely going to go with her house. I can't even suggest a specific item from the range. Just like,
anything.
Throw your money at them.
Yeah.
Cups or plates or whatever, but... Absolutely, we'll go. I know the type of house we're thinking of.
Yep.
It's giving design file, every house on design files.
Yeah. As such, I suggested one of the Akari Japanese paper lanterns from, In Good Company sells them, but Anywhere sells them. You can also get like cheaper versions of the paper lanterns, but I particularly liked this like mustard yellow version one.
Please. Loading. Oh yeah, cute.
So cute.
I'm trying.
$670. So this might be reaching, but you know.
Or with your sisters and your mum potentially all together.
Yeah.
But hey, have similar ones. And who else does those? Whatever. You find, type in rice paper lampshade and everything will come up. Yeah. I need to buy.
Or Japanese paper lantern.
Yes. Yeah. I need to buy one of those for my new house. I'm trying to get one on sale, but.
Oh, the glow is gorgeous.
But everyone has them on Marketplace, the 80 centimeter hay rice paper shade. And it's because everyone buys it and then realizes that's fucking too big. Enormous. I need the like 50, 60 centimeter one, which isn't on sale right now. I also suggested the Sophie Lou Jacobson piano cocktail set, which is so cute. They are cocktail glasses and they come in kind of contrasting colors. So like the bottom of it's orange and then the stems, like, I wouldn't know because Alex is scrolling so fast that I
pink
can't actually describe
or
it.
Green.
Yeah, they're very 70s cocktail fun vibes. And that's, I found that on Coming Soon, which ships from New York, but I'm sure that you could find them.
Oof, yeah, surely closer to home.
Closer to home, absolutely.
Cute but website. Pretty,
yeah, I've bought quite a few things off Coming Soon. I bought my face vessels off Coming Soon.
Ah, there you go.
Or I also thought that she might like on the cocktail glass trend. Have you seen the Maison Balzac ones that have like, they have one that has an olive, like a fake olive in the bottom of it.
Yes.
Like glass. They have one that has like a cherry in it and they have one that's got something else. They're so cute. Like if there's someone that, and actually they have a tumblers with a little lime wedge, wedge at the bottom if they're like a gin drinker. So I think there's been a couple that have been like gin snob or tequila snob or whatever and you could buy them. They're so fucking cute.
That's thoughtful. I like them. And then her other sister, Madeline, who's 25, lives in Brisbane in a one-bedroom apartment. Neat Freak bought her Italian theme in the roundhouse plates for her birthday, which she loved. Definitely needs proper glassware, loves skincare, and again, no makeup. Also works for Zimmer, loves the beach, brunch, and wine. Firm Living Ripple Cups?
Yeah. So Firm Living have nice glassware that looks expensive but isn't overly priced. So they have... like a low ball glass. They have nice tall ones. I just think the ripple ones are quite chic and look expensive. And also, if you're going in the roundhouse vibes, then Batossi Home. This is a repeat. I've like said this 1,000 times in other gift guides. But Batossi Home, the tomato platter or the fish platter or any of those similar Italian style ones that you can buy from Bed Threads, they are perfect and totally on brand. Bless you.
I'm going to, yeah.
Can't edit it out. We'll just have to soldier on.
Okay, it's gone. Cool. Sarah.
Oh, Sarah had a really sad one. Bit of a downer request here, but my dad was recently diagnosed with cancer and I want to get him something nice that's not a massive reminder of his diagnosis. Totally get it. Nothing like a bad time to feel like you need to nail a personal present that's going to... Yeah, no pressure. Not sure if you have any ideas, but give it a shot. Budget like $100 to $200. Looking forward to the gift guides. He loves coffee and anything foodie and is a homebody who enjoys most sports. I thought maybe Apple ear pods. Yep. Because I'm imagining he's probably going to be spending a bit of time to and from appointments and at appointments and things like that. And old people don't often have headphones, right? But with it, you could get either an Audible subscription, or I believe Spotify have just launched books. My foot's going asleep. It feels very bad. So that he could, like, you could download like a couple of
thoughtful books,
like footy biography books or cricket books or things like that. I thought that might be like a nice way to be like, I know you're having a tough time. Here's something to get you through it. But also like, it's not like a doom and gloom present. It's going to obviously work otherwise as well.
Yeah. To add to that, I suggested a Kindle if he doesn't already have one. Yeah.
But you've really got to push them. Like, I think I bought my dad a Kindle and he's like, I like to read a real book. So you've got to like almost download. Or my friend gifted me a Kindle and then she wrote a list of like, she asked her friends for their favorite book recommendations. Molly did this and like wrote down some listed books for me to download on them, which was
so thoughtful. She's so good.
I know. So yeah, maybe you could do something like that. Like, I think you should buy this or this or this or like, according to his mood or whatever, that might be nice. And then you got to show him how to use it. I'm acting like your dad's computer illiterate, but like he could be.
Yeah. I suggested also, we're getting Adrian's dad a slow cooker. Something about like older men, slow cooking meats, Yeah. It's so easy to do. He raves about it. He's like, oh, I went and I bought a thing of lamb that was on sale at Coles and I like seasoned it up and I put it in the slow cooker and now I get to eat it for a week. And
yes. And also if he's not feeling well, like he can do that when he feels good. And then he can know if he comes back from treatment or whatever's happening, he can come back and something is waiting for him and it's giving him a bit of like purpose and accomplishment and stuff. That's a great idea. I love that. And maybe you can buy a cookbook or something alongside.
Yeah. Like a slow cooker. Yeah. Thing. Yeah, yeah. That's nice.
Brent, I asked Brenton this one. I was like, what's a nice gift? And he goes, oh, I'll get a matching tattoo with him. I was like, okay. I mean, I would absolutely never get a matching tattoo.
You have to have the right kind of dad.
But just in case she has the right dad, matching dad tat.
That would be cute. What would you even get?
I don't know. Well, Brenton would absolutely, Brenton and Abby got their tattoo, their dad was jealous and he wanted it. And he's
never
a Star Wars tattoo and he's never even seen it. Yeah.
That's so cute. Okay. Nikki, my sister-in-law who owns literally everything from Mecca and has super expensive taste. I like that. I like putting inflection in these. Like I'm reading them as me.
Yeah.
She's an architect. She has an incredible house. Did that you they've
go
just
into,
renovating.
Sorry, did you go
I
into
fucking
the messages?
Saw it.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Foaming at the mouth.
Stunning house.
Stunning.
They've just finished renovating and she's going to be 5 seconds away from giving birth to her second baby at Christmas. Happy to spend up to $300. I'll send you pics of the place to get a vibe of her style. Beauty, health related gift.
The only thing that was difficult for me here was...
You suggested an oil lamp too. What the heck? Why are oil lamps in right now?
I know, we're very synced. The only thing that was hard for me here is I felt like I could suggest 10,000 homey wear items that I knew that were going to be like chic and an architect level because it's just like very, like she gave us a good budget for like here's one singular extremely overpriced item that we know she'll love.
Yeah.
But because she said health and beauty related, I then had to be like, what is health and beauty related but like practical for someone that's literally never going to be able to leave the house or do anything for the next like 6 to 12 months? So I felt like I wanted to buy her a facial or something, but then it was like, well, I can't because like she's not going to be able to use that, or like we're not going to buy her a bougie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to buy something that wasn't almost insulting to be like, thanks, but when the feck am I going to use this? So
this is gorgeous.
I came to the house plant, which is Seth Rogen's like,
oh, this is his
smoking line.
This is his Kush line. Yeah.
Yes. And it. I said, don't kill me if the shipping costs more than the item, because it probably will.
You could surely find it somewhere else.
I don't know.
Maybe not.
Anyway, it's fucking cool. It's got like a jade base and then like this kind of green tumblery glassy thing. I just felt like this was
gorgeous.
A mix between interiors and lifestyle / health / well-being.
Yeah. The description. What's better than a beautiful slab of marble, one with an oil lamp built in? Oh, it's an ashtray as well.
Yeah, an ashtray and a small surface.
To light matches.
Oh, yeah, so you can strike your matches on it. Oh, gorgeous. Honestly, if anyone else is stuck for like someone that's very cool, cooler than them, and they're happy to drop some money and just like please them, I think that this would be a really great gift. Because also if you kind of explain like, oh, this range is whatever and they look into it, I think they'll find it cool.
Yeah, agree. I would also like to add to this a Holly Ryan jewelry item, like earrings or necklace, like I think would be really her vibe. You could even just get the Paloma necklace. It's $380, but if you could get a mum to go in and like pump that up a little bit, that would be nice. She's also got gorgeous bracelets.
I just had a genius idea.
What?
I remember her saying that, and it's not because I got stuck on the fact that she wanted a beauty / lifestyle gift. This is not, but she's about to have a baby. Mm. And I know that she lives in the CBD in Sydney. She could do a Lyndon Cook impressions of her. Like, so you do the thumbprint. Have you seen the Lyndon Cook? They do it. I'm sure they have a Lyndon Cook place, but you can also get it at Mecca in the CBD. And you do your thumbprint. So she could get a little baby's thumbprint and you can get it on a pendant. I don't know how expensive they are, but surely they're not much more than 300, I wouldn't think. I also just make a voucher and let her know what you wanted to do.
I love like the Picasso fish necklace that I just love all of Holly Ryan's necklaces. Yeah. They're so nice. I also suggested local project subscription for 12 months.
Yeah, fun.
That's 104. I was like, I don't know if she'll be into that, if that's her job, but like if it's her passion as well. Fun. Boehner towel sets.
Yeah, gorge.
Mm. Okay, that was it for Nikki's sister-in-law.
Yeah.
So nice of you to be getting your sister-in-law a $300 gift. Wow.
I know.
Okay, Zoe. I needed something to go along with my sister-in-law's present. 27, likes the gym, Lego, and dogs. She has asked for K18, so I need something to go along with that in the $50 to $100 price range, please and thank you. Someone followed up from my Lululemon dog walking bag suggestion in our DMs and said the Radical Yes bag in the mini is great. It's technically a nylon clutch, but very good for dog walking chic. It's $129. Sorry, it's a bit over your price range, but there is a Cyber Monday sale on today, so you can get it on discount.
Mm-hmm.
27 likes the gym logo and dogs.
Surely there's some sort of dog Lego. I haven't looked into this, but I would love a little.
Even the Lego bouquet that you suggested.
So true.
Last week is a really good one.
Very cute.
I was a bit stumped on this for some reason.
Oh my God. There's an, it's actually not Lego. It's like fake Lego, but there's a toast Lego, an Australian Shepherd one.
Aww.
And the right pattern.
I would hate that though. Don't gift that to me ever.
No. Okay.
But like, I'm not that into Lego, so that's why.
Yeah.
Sorry, Zoe, we need to move on because otherwise we're going to stall.
Yeah.
Keep listening. There'll be other things.
D, I got an engagement ring this year. Woo! About to come up against a difficult gift-giving time for the year because my now fiancé... What? For the now fiancé, sorry. I would love any updated advice this year. 30th birthday and Christmas 1 week apart. Ugh, good riddance. Just dump him. I was thinking a good home coffee machine for one gift, but then even that I'm a bit lost, so any specific recommendations would be great.
Yep.
Likes the same as every year, active running, beer, Xbox occasionally, mini getaways, etc. No budget constraints. Honestly, buy him a Switch.
Would love to hear what you guys have got for Brenton and Adrian in the past. You've suggested a lot of coffee machine related items. I've said, first of all, it depends on the type of coffee he drinks. Because
no, I know.
If he's a black versus a milky coffee drinker, worlds apart.
Mm.
If he's a black coffee drinker, I've suggested a Mocha Master because they're cute. You can go back for multiple cups throughout the day because it like has a hot plate that keeps it warm. You can get a, you know, chic color to match your kitchen, so you'll still like it as well.
Mm-hmm.
You've suggested.
Well, I suggested don't. I said personally, I have the Smeg espresso machine and the Breville grinder, but I'm far from a coffee snob. But we had other Smeg appliances, and it's easy to use, and it's not clunky and huge, and it's great.
Yeah.
Does the job at least. But my husband had this group chat with a couple of his friends and they went like full nerding out on like, what coffee machine should I buy? And
then really?
They all like went into this big, deep investigation. And the ones that came out of that huge investigation were the Breville Barista Express.
That's what we've got.
And then the DeLonghi La Specialista Prestigio Manual Espresso Machine, which, so Brenton told me that. And then he also messaged me being Black Friday sale, it's $1,000 down to like $890. So.
Yep. 10% off.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's good.
You said book a weekend away for the future is a good idea. Rutherglen tiny house. Oh, cute.
Yeah. So go to Adelaide, go to Rutherglen. Wait, Rutherglen's in
Victoria. Melbourne?
Yeah, right. Good on me. Jones tiny house. Anyway, looks gorgeous. But there's heaps of like tiny stays on vineyards and like at wineries, which I think is nice.
Or you could just do a Ripper Ride voucher because then you can book it at another time. Ripper Ride has lots of little tiny homes.
Yeah, I said I got Adrian something quite sentimental for his 30th. I got him a nice watch, which was also like a semi-engagement present at the time.
Mm.
Some man rings or jewelry.
Man rings.
I said I also got Adrian an Acne wallet for his 30th birthday. That's going really strong and he still loves it. Mm. Adrian had very specific requirements for a wallet. He didn't want like a notes pouch and he wanted it to be very compact and just he didn't want personal. Like a coin section. Yeah, so personal, but Acne had heaps of options and they're like a decent price point, something you wouldn't buy yourself.
Same with Comme des Garçons. We realized that we gave Abby a Comme des Garçons wallet for her 21st, we're pretty sure.
Wow. And she's still got it?
And she's still got it.
I've still got my Comme des Garçons wallet as well.
And I bought mine at the same time. And so they are really good. And we're getting Birgit one for Christmas because, yeah, she likes it. But yeah, you kind of have to know. But the good thing with Comme des Garçons, I'm sure it's the same with Acne, is that they have quite a variety of like...
colors and styles.
Like, and like zippy ones and then like ones with lots of pouches. Like they have a lot of options so that you can get it for the people. Like some people love a... notes section and coin section. Yeah. Some people hate that.
Yeah, for sure.
Melanie. Hey, ladies. What do I get for my co-workers in the office? There's four of us to buy for. I'm the youngest at 26. The others are all women around 40 with kids. I want to buy something small, like $30 to $50 each, thinking caffeine related maybe. My boss tasked me with personalized water bottles and mugs for the office, so she's stolen that. Don't know if it's helpful, but we're all bookkeepers and...
Bass agents.
It's not helpful because I don't... know what people like that like.
I said I'd be getting them a bag of coffee and a Tony's Chocolonely block each.
I think that's a great idea. Oh, Aesop hand cream's a great idea.
And a face mask from GoTo. Yeah. How many times can we suggest this?
Yeah.
Or go to Milligram and get some, like, there's so much nice homewares-y, like, or small office-y things that are, like, chic and you wouldn't usually buy yourself a Milligram as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Could you get them something, like, when there's four of them, I think sometimes it's nice to get, like, variations of the same thing. Like, do you buy Marimekko mugs and you get them all a different pattern?
Print. Cute.
Something like that. Someone else asked, like, for their teaching partners, what do I get them or something? And I was like, do you kind of want variations of the same of the same gift? So yeah. Something like that where you buy a different pattern or colour or something for each of them.
Yep. That was it. That's all I had. Yeah.
Because I'm sure she can pick some of our others from the first gift guide as well.
Yeah. Sarah, my husband, he's hard to buy for after a while. We've been together for 14 years, 41 years old, currently having to live apart for half the year because he's in the UK and I'm in Australia.
That hurt my feelings.
Yeah, and he'll be in Oz, so needs to be able to take the gift back to the UK. He's a historian who loves books, obvious, boring. Video games, obvious, boring. Antique weapons, our cat, gardening, whiskey, dark humour, WWE wrestling. He's such a complex man.
Yeah.
Cooking experimental things. Hates stupid people. Faff doing adult things, actually looking after his appearance. I get him beard oil and it lasts him for a whole year. Most technology, especially if he has to read a manual and wearing anything colorful. Sarah, your husband. Adrian, I pulled Adrian in for this. I said, Adrian, what the heck do we buy? And he was like, gaming memorabilia. He's a historian who loves games. He would love, he's like, you have to work out what video game he likes, do some snooping, find out what it is. But he's like, surely he'd be into like World of Warcraft or something like that. So yeah. You can get him a quote, his Adrian's like, get him some cool things from those games. I said, I put cool in quotation marks.
Yeah.
He said, Frostmourne, Google Frostmourne sword. And I was like, oh, fuck, here we go.
Oh, wow, we're getting into real, like, did this guy, when he was a kid, paint those, like, hammerhead, what are they called? Warhammer.
Yeah.
Did he paint things like that?
So, World of Warcraft, Lich King, Frostmourne sword replica with free wall plaque. It's a fucking...
sword.
It's a sword replica. I actually don't think he'd be able to take this back to the UK. I come to think of it. He might get stopped at customs. But that was Adrian's suggestion, so take what you will with that.
Can we get him a Switch again? Every man gets a Switch.
Yeah.
But well, also, if he's flying relatively regularly... Oh, my God. You know what? That might be nice. I wonder if you could do this. Could you get him, like, whatever he normally flies with? And I don't know. If he's away for work, he probably maybe gets business or whatever anyway. But you could get him, like, a lounge... Could you buy him, like, a Qantas Club membership or, like, a British Airways membership or Flying One World, whatever.
That's nice.
That could be cool. I said, as, like, a little aside, the cookbook by Eric, I never know how to say his name.
Warheim?
Who is a comedian, like a Jewish comedian, and he has a cookbook. And I just thought, like, it might have been a good combination of he likes dark humour and...
and cooking experimental things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cute. I like that.
I also had another idea for... Oh, if he's going back to the UK for winter, what about, like, an acne scarf?
Oh, chic.
I bought an acne scarf this year. And
he doesn't like wearing anything colourful, though.
Yeah, beige or black.
Okay, yeah.
And then Brenton was like, oh, do you know what? When it's actually, like, properly cold, but you kind of want to look chic, which, like, England does get properly cold, like, you actually need to wear a coat and a scarf. Like, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Quite chic.
Like it. Okay, Grace.
Partner of 7 years. He's an accountant. He's 27.
Her budget's $500 to $600, which I was like, wow.
We love this.
Yes.
But also, how funny is the description? Loves personality traits, materialistic, immediately buys anything he wants. Me. Hobbies, golf, Carlton Football Club. Not me. Loves expensive things, showing off to the boys, hates tacky Christmassy related gifts.
My first thing that comes to mind here, this could be crazy, an e-scooter. Adrian likes his e-scooter. Dean, Eliza's partner, likes his e-scooter, also into golf, got bought a golf buggy, but now also needed an e-scooter to ride around on as well. I think feel like they're like a techie thing, and he can show it off to the boys, so that's good.
Mm.
And he likes expensive things, also good. P. Johnson, fancy golfing attire, yep, always a winner.
Absolutely.
Home tech things, like a Google Home, get some Google plugs so he can talk to the house, Google doorbell. I don't know. Depends if you're in your home, but like a good set to get for an automating your home.
Mm-hmm.
Fancy dartboard that he can play darts with his mates, like boys, 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 you know, like let's go to the man cave and do some boy things.
Boys, yeah.
Foosball table. Adrian was like, I'd fucking love a foosball table. And imagine inviting the guys over and playing foosball together. I was like, okay. Anyway, these are all Adrian's suggestions basically, but take what you will.
My suggestion for this is weird, but this guy strikes me as like a bit of a hype beast man.
Oh, yes. Such a hype beast man.
And so I think you should buy him a bear brick.
I'm sorry?
You will absolutely know what they are. They're these things.
Oh, yeah. I do know what they are.
So they're like, I don't even know how to describe it. They're like really overpriced figurines that collectors do like, things. They're like collectors figurines, but they do like collabs with everything. So they have like Disney ones and like Pokemon ones or whatever. And I think the classic ones are kind of like clowny with like the cross eyes. Or is that like another collaboration with
Dead Mouse?
No.
I think you're thinking of Dead Mouse.
I'm not thinking of Dead Mouse. I don't know. Anyway, I know that they're a thing, okay?
Okay.
They're a thing, and that collab is like with an artist or something. Because that artist was at Jackalope. Like they were there.
Oh, you know anyway, I do. I don't know who it is.
I saw a Wallace and Gromit one and I lost my mind. I was like, I need it. It was like $300 for no reason. Anyway, if you go through them, he's gotta know what they are.
And clothing, like
yes, there's lots on End Clothing, but if you find one that's like relevant to like something that he likes, I think it would be awesome because he's got to know. The boys have got to know. It's a clout thing. It's absolutely a clout thing, and I think it could work.
Okay. My dad, he's in his 50s. He loves reading, especially nonfiction. Super into adventure sports like skiing, mountain bike riding, and off-road motorbikes. He loves to cook, and he loves chocolate and a good bourbon. I really don't know what to say. For dislikes, lol, anything skincare beauty related. Around $100 is the budget.
Mm-hmm. So this is where we're doing Yeti.
Yeti can cooler.
Yeti can cooler.
100%. Take his bourbon and Coke in his Yeti can cooler and go mountain biking.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Brenton said a new Camelback. I know, like, he says this every year, but the man obviously just goes through his Camelbacks. But also, Camelback is the brand, so I should be saying, like, hydration pack. Because you can get other branded, you know, I'm like, it's like calling a tissue a Kleenex. I mean a hydration pack.
Yeah.
I also suggested a
spit.
Yes. And do you know what else is good along those lines? The toasted sandwich maker things, we talked about them before, that have like the handles that you put in the campfire.
Yeah.
Excellent. This is perfect because I could probably just tell you every gift I've ever bought for Brenton in his entire life because this guy sounds like a grown up Brenton.
Yep.
But like, yeah, even like a nice kind of esky thing. If you had more, if you had siblings or whatever, you should definitely put in to get him like an Ingle or some sort of like refrigerated fridge.
For the car.
For the car.
Yeah, no.
Just go into bloody
Anaconda.
Yeah.
And buy anything.
Yes. And just spin around and pick something.
Okay. Brie has a few people that she needs gifts for. Her mum, 57, I think. Looks about 30. Wow. Oh. Lives in Perth, loves reading, going out for nice dinners, our dog, hand cream, Luxe homewares, and Luxe things in general. Budget $200. Obviously a Liberty Bell hand cream.
Oh my God, genuinely. I took it to the office, like I said. Everyone was like, this is transformative.
Amazing.
I know, truly. And how good. It wasn't actually me that suggested this, but I thought, God, this woman needs some nice digs.
She needs nice digs for her house. Yes. 25%. Why did I think she has dogs?
Because it says our dog.
Sorry. 25% off nice digs until today that you're listening to this. So cute dog bed for the house.
Yeah. Perfect. Although I don't know if you could do that for, what did she say?
$200. Yeah.
Oh, with once the discount.
We also don't know if they're small dogs or big dogs.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Should be thriving if it's a small dog.
Yeah.
Even like if you've got a sibling or something, like what about the bougie, like Boucle Barney bed or something?
Yeah. So nice.
Have fun cleaning that, whatever. My dad, 55, workaholic, likes running and KX Pilates, so cute. Sometimes likes to kayak as they live on the beach, but they aren't super outdoorsy. Legit, his main interest is me, his daughter. Love that. I like your suggestion here.
I said the ABC pants from Lululemon. Stands for anti-ball chafing pants.
Oh, okay.
They're so good. Four-way stretch. They're good. He can wear them to Pilates because they're stretchy and they're like, they look like joggers, but they're pants and they're very lightweight and stretchy, and he could definitely wear them when he was kayaking as well, and that would be fine. Adrian really loves them.
Brenton has a pair of, like, tied around the ankle, very lightweight. They almost feel like a kind of weather repellent, but they're not.
This is like
trackies from Lululemon.
That's the ABC pants. Oh, that's what Adrian has. Okay, yeah, okay. I reckon
they're the same. And he loves them. And do you know what? He can also, like, fly in them with, like, a nice... Like, you could put, like, a cashmere knit or something on, and they're, like, a dressy trackie.
You can dress them up. Yes. That's my favorite thing about them, because Adrian can wear them around the house with a t-shirt, and I'm like, you're comfortable, but you don't look repulsive.
You don't look like a slob. Absolutely. Yeah, that's great. Also, they have... I'm sure if he's a workaholic, like, he doesn't need you to, like, pay for his KX classes, but they have, like, lots of deals at the moment, so you could, like, buy him some classes or...
Yeah.
Something. I'm trying to think of, like a Pilates-related prop. I don't know.
What,
he's not doing it at home. He's gone to KX.
Get him a ring for the house, magic ring. Anyway, and her husband, age 29, we live in Dubai. He's a teacher, loves PlayStation, likes some very specific Japanese anime, loves movies, travels a lot, hoping to do more trips next year, probably Japan and Istanbul, and he's also a professional photographer.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I said that little Japanese gift set from Think Thornbury that I spoke about last week with the monocle gift guide to Japan. Oh, sorry, monocle guide to Japan. It's not a gift guide. Mr. Kitley, I don't know if you've been on their website recently. They have a whole section dedicated to Japanese related things, and it's all gorgeous. And so I don't know, just go on there and buy everything. This is my recommendation to you.
Also,
They have the Akari lighting.
Also, if you go on, like, End Clothing would be a good place for you to shop, because they do international shopping, and they have quite a few cool, like, Japanesey bowls, and they have the cups that Brenton recently bought me, because he was like, well, I went to buy these for an advent calendar, and then I realized we're probably not, so then he just gave me a gift, which was fun.
Oh, that's nice.
I can't remember the name of the cups, but whatever.
Again, that PlayStation thing that I said for the phone earlier. Yes,
perfect. Live together in Dubai, and he's a teacher, loves PlayStation, likes very specific. I can't wait for you to go to Japan. How exciting. And Istanbul. Very fun. Luggage might be good.
True. And Japanese anime, there's so much stuff that you can get that, like, if you know what he's actually into.
Yeah. A good aside to luggage, as in buying them a suitcase, is July do, like, a bunch of tote bags that have, like, a little loop on them, so that you can loop the tote bag over the handle of your suitcase and carry, like, a carry-on on top of your carry-on.
Yeah.
Because I have my fucking Celine bag, which fits perfectly on top of my suitcase, but then, like, flops off because there's nothing to, like, wedge it into place.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating. So it's the kind of thing that, like, a random tote bag, like, you're never going to use it. But if you're traveling a lot, perfect. You shove your games and your books and all of your stuff for the in-flight that you keep down. Because men always put their stuff above.
Yeah, I know. You need
But he needs that open bag that goes under the chair. And then you do your carry-on where you've taken, like, your undies and your important things that you don't want to get lost. And you stow that above. I think I'm onto something with the July tote.
And packing cubes could also be a good thing if he doesn't already have them. Life changes.
Yeah.
Okay, the next few ones.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. These are probably some of the more loyal listeners. There's some real familiar names there, but we are fatigued.
I don't know. Hang on.
We can't hang on. We're not editing this. We just got to talk through it.
Okay, sorry. Lilia said her boyfriend of 5 years, who's a winemaker/bar cafe owner, he lives in a Bisley shirt and work boots, always in the vineyard whippersnipping, a great cook, loves to eat at hatted restaurants, and doesn't buy himself nice things. You suggested a wine system?
Oh my God, I did.
Yes.
Wow, I blacked out when I did this. Wine system, Timeless 6 Athracite. I have no fucking idea what this is. I truly have no idea what this is. I think it stores your wine
and for aerates, like, it?
Yeah, for longer than... I don't know. It's $600 and it's from Chef's Hat, which is, like, a very, you know, professional level cooking place, because I was like, I don't know.
It's a wine preserving system. Yeah, there you go.
This man knows more about wine than me. I can't suggest a wine. What's going on here?
Yeah.
But when I Googled it, it felt like that was a cool thing. I don't know.
Yep. I said get him Crocs. Techie. Get him Crocs for the vineyard.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm running out of ideas.
I thought you could get him. I mean, this is like $30. You've got a lot of other things to buy him, but homemade from Broadsheet. So it's cooking at home with Melbourne's best cook chefs and restaurants. So,
oh, that's cute.
So he can cook the things that he likes.
Yep.
At home.
Yep.
I mean, we've probably said this 100 times, but get him a Le Creuset. Even if he has some, there's got to be something that he doesn't own. Recently, Birgit used the flat, like charred, like hot plate from Le Creuset. Like she cooked the vegetables on it all kind of steamy and took it to the table like you get at a restaurant.
Yeah.
That was very fun.
Like a sizzling hot plate.
Yeah. And I imagine you could probably put that on like a burner or a BBQ or whatever outside too. Yeah. Like just that seems like a super functional. Le Creuset
is good and so versatile.
Yeah.
Jess's favorite niece is 12. Her income is nil and Jess's income is rockstar wages. She's getting into beauty, but not a girly or typically feminine like gal. She likes navy over pink kind of thing. She's got acneic skin, but the gift does not have to be limited to beauty. Well, we gave limited to beauty gift suggestions. Sol de Janeiro fragrance spray.
Mm-hmm.
The kids are obsessed with it. My niece wants it. She's around that same age for Christmas.
Yep. The big one's sold out right now.
But the minis.
Travels are still.
And also try and get it from Cult Beauty or somewhere that will ship to Australia very quickly. Strong recommend. Don't know because it's fragrance, but you might be able to get away with it.
Yeah, surely.
Morphe 2 brush set.
Yep. There's, I can't remember what's called, Face and Eyes, something like that. There's a set that all of the tweens are loving and it's actually a really good, like it's a functional set. Like it's got a bit that does everything.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, Morphe's got street cred. Ariana Grande perfume.
Yep. 12. Beyond that. Oh, we were talking about Crocs.
Crocs. And, oh fuck, what are the things called? It sounded like
Gibby, Ghibli.
Fidget. I can't remember what the things, the accessories, the Gibbet. Colin Crocs Gibbet? Are called.
No. Oh, I don't know.
It was like giblets.
Yeah.
Gibbets.
That's what I, thank you. You were laughing at me like I was dumb. Anyway, those things that sit in the croc holes.
Yeah. I think that's awesome because like, what if she's got like another special interest? Like she's really into like, God knows. I don't even know what gibbets you can get. You can probably, like, what if she's got a chihuahua and you can buy, like, a chihuahua gibbet? Like,
gorgeous.
Perfect. Literally perfect.
The kids love Crocs. They wear them with socks. You could get socks to go with the Crocs. Yeah. I don't know.
Everything can rhyme.
Except gibbets. Okay, 9-month-old niece, $50 to $100. She's a baby. She has baby interests. Likes putting things in her mouth, lol. 9-month-old niece, at that age, we were talking about this, you need to get them something that they can, like, play with or do when they're a little bit older.
Yeah.
I don't know. we don't have kids.
I just think buy the mum something cute and overpriced from Pure Baby. Like really cute clothes or, oh my cute God, look set. At these gingham overalls from Pure Baby. They're really cute. Also, this is cute. Sheridan Baby first towel set. There's like a towelette beanie and like, so you wrap them up post bath.
Yeah, that's nice. But they're too old for that. The Halcyon Nights, Halcyon Nights, really cute baby clothes and things, or you could go for like I have so many cute baby brands.
But don't kids that young start doing swimming lessons and then you need those cute little towels to wrap them up?
Oh yeah, maybe in little goggles and things. I don't know.
They don't wear goggles.
Don't they?
No.
Well, I'm not a
You're
mom.
The one, yeah, well, you shamed me for thinking this towel was gonna grow up. At least I know babies don't wear goggles.
Bye Billy. Cute clothes as well. Anything from the memo? Just go on the memo.
Go on the memo. Yep.
That answers all of your questions. Look at these fucking cute overalls from the memo. Adorable.
So cute. Pure Baby has such cute patterns too. Just adorbs. Yeah, honestly, just overpriced baby clothes, I think, it's where it's at.
It's the way to go.
Also, like, do they have a pool? Or it's coming into summer. Can you buy cute baby bathers?
Yeah, probably true.
Country Road and Seed normally have good... Yes.
Baby sandals.
Oh. Baby hats that have, like, the strings so that they can, like, tie it onto their... Heads.
Little baby heads. Yeah. Great.
We have to ignore her KK because we came up with absolutely nothing for that. Just buy mugs and Tony's Chocolonies and... Oh, I think this year for KKs, I'm just thinking like jumbo-sized luxury peanut butters. I'm thinking Choto Moto oils. I'm thinking Yuzu hot sauces. I'm thinking fancy pickles, anything that you could order from like St. Ali or get from like Jeffrey's Providora, everything like that is just gourmet bougie bits.
And it will be used as well.
Yes.
Finally, too many too gifts. Hard, sorry, I think that might be it. But I would like to add my gift that I would like to the gift guide. This bath tray, Amber, Tina Frey, $550. Stunning bath tray. Put your items on it whilst you're in the bath. I don't know. I think it's resin, like it amber is. Resin. It is. Anyway, it's beautiful. And I would like that for my bathing times.
I also just wrote down, phone gives off static.
Stupid phone.
A couple of things that just didn't fall under anything. Physique oil burner. That's the third oil burner, but it's cute. And Cleaverling fruit basket.
Okay.
I'm saying this and you don't know what it is, but like you do, it's like the ampersand symbol and then Clevering. I think it's on End Clothing. I think it's on like other places that sell. I think it might be from, is that the brand?
Yeah, Firm Living is the...
It's the brand and that's the name of it? I don't know. Fruit basket.
The same as what I've got.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Firm Living.
Yeah, it's like a ceramic woven.
Yeah, looks
woven
like a
ceramic.
Looks like a woven basket, but it's ceramic and white.
I think that is cute and holds many things. Also, if you've got
therefore people will like it.
Big budget for boys or girls in your life, AirPod Max.
Yeah, true. Yep.
That would have been good for the guy that likes to show off and likes nice things, but he's probably bought them for himself already.
Possibly. I also like
some Crocs with some gibbets.
I got Adrian like a little AirPods like case and things like that, like to help identify his AirPods from my AirPods. Yes. Also, so slightly selfish, but
mine has an all bases covered sticker on it, so that's how I know.
Oh, that's cute. I should do that. Yeah. Cool. I think that wraps up the gift card episode.
Yeah.
Enjoy the pauses.
So sorry.
I'm going away next week, so I'm not sure if you'll get an episode next week.
Probably not. And then everyone's like really stressed about the end of the pod. Like it's the end of the pod as you know it. Things aren't going to be weekly. It's like really hard. We're busy.
We kind of like...
We're doing like a soft exit.
We're not getting like the fulfillment that we're used to from it because we didn't think that anyone was still listening. Like we can see the download numbers and I'm like, oh, well, we're just... People are listening, but they're not loving it. Like people aren't into it. And then we said we were leaving and now everyone's come out of the woodworks and they're like... What the fuck, guys?
Yeah.
And now we feel guilty.
I know. It's weird. It's so strange. So.
Like, there's going to be updates. Lisa's moving into a new house. We're going to have. Maybe this is going to turn into, like, Lisa's home, what she's buying this series. Week podcast. Yeah, exactly. Like, that's fun. And I'll just be, like, a listener who will talk to you.
No, but I think it'll just come with us. Like, it started off as a beauty podcast and, like, every beauty YouTuber that you've ever watched, like, it. Things are going to blend into a different kind of content.
Yeah.
And instead of having weekly beauty content, you're going to have intermittent life updates. It'll be like, we bought this or like, we're renovating this or like, it's Christmas time. Let us help you or whatever. So like, or it's a sale, mid-year sale time. Like, what are we loving?
Or like, I've got to be in my bonnet about this. Let's talk about it for a week.
So it'll be super intermittent. Keep you on your toes. Just like all the best things in life.
Yeah.
We're not going to ghost forever, promise. And people are like, well, you still update things on like Instagram? Like, yeah, we're not going to delete the Instagram. We're not going to like pull the pod from the shelves.
Yeah, yeah. We're not like deleting ourselves from the internet.
Yeah. Just you can't expect us weekly every week. It's just having that commitment for us to do every week feels a little suffocating almost.
Yeah, a little bit. And like, we just want to know that you love us.
Yes, we almost need to give you the cold shoulder so that everyone is like, oh, we loved that. Like it for you to be delighted when you see it in there and listen rather than having a bunch of episodes that you don't listen to every week.
Totally, yeah.
Anyway.
Cool.
Bye.
Leave it at that. Enjoy this episode and we'll speak to you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.